What about AML? Anything new that's encouraging? Anything new that docs in practice should know about?
If you look at the survival curves for AML in patients over 60, they have been superimposable for the last 35 years, and they are a double black diamond ski slope straight down with, you know, median survival still hanging around the 8-month range and with very poor survival in the majority of patients beyond a year. In addition to that, if you look carefully at the breakdown of performance status and tolerance of chemotherapy in older patients, it's quite clear that older patients with a performance status of 2 or 3, which is a lot of them, cannot tolerate induction chemotherapy well. So there is a tremendous need for new treatments in older patients with AML. That said, there's actually, I would say, almost equivalent need for improved therapy for the younger patients with AML, because even among those patients, the improvements in survival are primarily attributed to improvements in supportive care rather than in breakthroughs of the actual therapy. Now, whether or not some of the patients who met criteria for AML on the azacitidine trial had a survival benefit with that drug is one of the subgroup analyses that is getting a lot of attention, because there isn't really anything that gives a survival benefit in older patients with AML. But I don't think the majority of investigators, even if there is a small benefit there, are prepared to say that that is now the gold standard of treatment for older patients with AML, and they really need to be on clinical trials.